You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Marcell Ozuna. Kiss that one goodbye. It leaves the building again.
Yeah, I had a feeling the Big Bear was going to do that one in this at-bat.
That is a big fly for the Big Bear. To get Atlanta to double digits. 10-4.
That one might have got out on the solo drive.
430 happy feet.
Nice reference. He hit it out of the stadium twice over the weekend. That big Sitco sign in left field, you know, that's on top of the Boston University bookstore.
Right.
So I've spent, they still have a lot of my money probably in that building. And he damn near tried to hit it to that. Marcell Ozuna was treating Fenway Park like it was his own personal launching
pad. Yeah, he was.
So was Matt Olson.
Man, bat practice. It was having bat practice. Like, who can hit the furthest, man? We were mentioning last week, like, Marcell was on a struggle bus a little bit also.
Yeah, he'd been cold. It's been a while since he'd homered.
Yeah, so hopefully this wakes him up out of that. We damn sure hopefully it wakes up Matt Olson. But, I mean, yeah, they were you winning series. We talked about getting back to 500, but mainly we were talking just putting series together, putting series wins together. Now, unfortunately, you couldn't have the sweep, which you should have. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, the one thing that we did get were runs. I mean, after old boy hits the grand slam, we're like, uh-oh.
I know, it's like, oh, man, like, what's going to happen now?
Uh-oh.
And then they just buckled down. And, I mean, obviously they got after the starting pitcher, got him out of there in the fifth. Old Sean Newcomb came into the game.
There he is.
Got after him a little bit, too, which was nice to see.
Did you say, oh?
I said, oh, yeah. Sean Newcomb plays for the Red Sox.
I said, oh. Did not realize that he was there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We were talking about him before the season. Like, remember all the damn big old arm? Remember that Sean Newcomb guy? Where the hell is he at?
Yeah.
Well, there he is. He's in Boston.
He got two extra years, I believe, just because he almost threw a no-hitter one time.
Remember
that?
Yes,
I do. It was like, well, he's got his stuff. Remember, he almost threw that perfect game. Almost. Didn't even do it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And then he's like around. It's like, I think maybe it's time to give up on Sean Newcomb now. And then they did. What else was there? Oh, yeah. There was the other guy that wasn't even on the team this weekend doing this.
3-2 pitch. In the air, straightaway, center and deep. Back goes Deloach, warning track wall. This is off the batter's eye and gone. A bomb from La Bestia. Ronald Acuna Jr. is back. He does the shuffle around third, high fives manager Kanakoa Teixeira, completing his first Stripers homer since 2018. This place is rocking right now, thanks to Ronald.
That is a hilarious stat.
Yes. First homer in there.
First homer for the Stripers since 2018.
Yeah, man.
What's he been up to?
Oh, he's been winning MVPs.
Yeah, that's right. They called him up to the next level.
They used the 2018 headshot, too, at the stadium.
Oh, really? Yeah. Young Ronnie.
Yeah, but no, it was great. Like I said, we and the family went up Friday. The electricity that he brings, Andy, every time he touched the ball, I mean, every time he made contact, we were jumping our seats. Like, oh, there's, oh, dang, just a pop out. Oh, damn, this ground out. Like every time, man, you're just so anxious to watch this dude come back. And because he's going to help this team. He's going to elevate the play. Yes. I mean, he's just that special of talent, and it's infectious and everything. And he was it was so much fun watching him play and watching how careful they are going to be with him as far as him running and all those everything. I mean, he was booking it around the bases. And, I mean, the damn third base coach almost tackled him to make him stop. Because Ronnie was –
We are not having a play at the plate, my friend.
Yeah, Ronnie was coming in hot.
The last thing we want is you sliding into home plate and colliding with the catcher.
Yeah, dogs. Oh.
We're good. Yeah. Vituyasa Sopo could have maybe taken a couple holding guys at third base lessons over the weekend. Hey, man. Verdugo got thrown out by a country mile on Saturday
night. It's one of them things where you just like, just don't even go to the bait. Just go walk off.
Yeah. What's the point? Yeah, you got me. You got me.
Because, I mean,
we love Ron Washington, but that was way more than Ron Washington.
Were we doing this more early in the season? Like, damn, too.
Send him. Yeah, we were.
And then he sends them.
Now he sends them, and now we're telling them not to.
They're getting thrown out at home, and it's not even close. Like, damn, what did you see? No, not yet. Did you misjudge the runner's speed?
I think he must have thought that Duran wasn't going to make the play like that in left field. He picked it pretty clean, but I don't know. Like, he picked it when Verdugo was on third. Like, he could have been. He maybe could have yelled. I don't know. Maybe he could have tackled him like the guy did with Ronald. I will say this. Not that it really matters that much, but or that it's surprising from a Red Sox perspective. We watched the game on Saturday. Because we were up in Charlotte, they had like the MLB package, whatever, so it was the Red Sox broadcast.
Okay.
Those guys hate Alex Verdugo.
Really?
Like he I don't know what did he do. Like they were talking about him like he did something to their families.
Really?
It was crazy. It was like he hit a ball on the ground in the infield and he was trying to beat it out at first base and it was like, oh, Verdugo running hard to first for once.
Wow.
I was like, dang.
Hold on. These are professionals?
Yeah, these are broadcasters, the play-by-play guys for the Red Sox. And then like Verdugo, I don't know, remember he made a play, he made a throw home and was like, yeah, Verdugo missed the cutoff, man, not surprisingly.
Damn,
I was like, dang.
Did he mess with that dude's wife?
I don't know. Like, yeah, really hate Alex Verdugo in the Red Sox play-by-play.
Sounds real personal.
It was wild.
Yeah, that sounds like he might have messed with his daughter or his wife or somebody, man.
And there was just a bunch of little snide comments throughout the weekend about him. I was like, all right, well, glad to have you. Doing a nice job in leadoff.
Is this right? I just saw this on MLB Network. The Braves have the best record in the NL dating back to April 19th.
Cool.
Yeah, there we go.
And kind of an arbitrary date.
I know.
But we'll take it.
Damn sure will. I'll take that.
Yeah, sure.
Appreciate you.
First time they scored 10 runs since their first win of the season. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
They started out 0-7, and then they got the Marlins at home in that first game, that weird weekend where one of the games got rained out. They just blew up on the Marlins and scored 10 runs and beat them 10-0.
Mm-hmm.
Hadn't scored double digits since then. So,
damn.
So good to get back at it and get after the Red Sox in a good place to hit. All right. A couple NBA closeouts over the weekend. Unfortunately, not a lot of drama in either.
The Knicks need to continue to remain steady and execute smartly.
Step back left wing three for Brunson. Nails it over Brown.
Bang.
31-point Knick lead. Timeout Joe Mazzulla. And just what you wanted to see.
Coming front court. Stripped by Caruso. Alex in the open court. Brown won't challenge as he wraps on the no-look feed to Shea for the dunk. Thunder 106. The Nuggets 74. Timeout Denver.
What a day that the Thunder came up with.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah. Just put Caruso on Joker.
Yep.
We know he's going to beat him the hell up, but we're going to annoy the hell out of him also.
And they did. I think Caruso only gave up one or two buckets when he was guarding him
in
like 12 different possessions. Like, I never would have thought to put Alex Caruso on Joker.
Never.
Like, that doesn't seem like a good idea.
He picked him a couple times,
Times, just kind of irritated him. He was trying to kind of body him and fight him when he could, but then he'd kind of do like the pull the chair move and just kind of keep him off balance. It was.
Damn, I want that dude.
It was very creative, I know. And you saw him show up in that series. And I know, you know, if you kind of just look at the final score, the Thunder won by a million. First quarter, the Nuggets came out playing good.
Yeah.
And a lot of the guys on Oklahoma City looked pretty shook. Like, the carryover from Game 6 where Jalen Williams and Chet Holmgren and a lot of the guys that the Thunder have built this season on did not play good at all in Game 6. And they started like that in Game 7. SGA and Caruso played good in the first quarter. And thank God for Caruso. Like, that dude I know he's not their their fourth most important player.
Want him on
you
your
gotta
team.
Have guys like that.
You want him on your team
to win
man.
A championship.
They know their role.
Yep.
They play hard. He's not afraid.
He's just
of the
not
moment.
Scared. Yeah,
and
not scared.
He just, and he plays well in big games, man. So yeah, definitely that right there. And then you know the Knicks game. I'm not surprised the Knicks beat the hell out of Boston. I mean Boston they play their hearts out. The previous game, mm-hmm. you know, we know Jason Tatum goes down. They play lights out. Jaylen Brown is, you know, found out he's had a meniscus tear and all these things in his knee. But yeah, New York was not surprised that they just went and just obliterated them. Not one bit. The damn Garden was crazy.
Yep,
it was crazy. And I know we talk about the fans, but I mean, they are thirsty. They know. I mean, they are a thirsty fan base who just don't get here. They don't get to Eastern Conference Finals that much.
Not in,
here,
not in this
you know,
century.
25 years.
Yeah.
And now they're in a situation.
Not since the 90s.
Now they're going in a situation where they're playing against a team that is clicking. Mm-hmm. Now we haven't seen them in a while. You know, they did light work of Cleveland, but Indiana's playing. They who's playing better ball? Maybe Minnesota.
Yeah.
Playing better ball than them in this playoff.
Yeah. I think Minnesota probably has made quicker work of their first two opponents, but I don't know. I think Minnesota's come up against some easier opponents.
I agree.
I think Indiana having to do what they did against Cleveland was probably more impressive just because of the injuries that Minnesota faced. But it's a really fun Final Four. Like, you got two of the young faces of the league going up against each other in the Western Conference Finals. And then I was kind of wondering how they were going to position the Knicks and Pacers series. Because, like, for us, it's pretty easy to be like, yeah, it's a rivalry. But that was a long time ago. That was a really long time ago.
What they called them? The Duck and Dutchman?
Yeah.
Rick Smits
yeah,
and
like
them, yeah.
Rick Smits and
the Davis brothers.
Reggie and, yeah.
Yeah, that's
and
a
then
long
those
time
Knicks.
Ago.
I know, but we remember it.
Yes.
That's what they're doing, though.
Yeah.
On ESPN when they're previewing it.
They're going back
an old Eastern Conference rival.
It was. Yeah, man.
It was. It's just, you know, everyone playing in that series wasn't alive when it happened. It doesn't mean it isn't real.
Yeah,
I was just wondering if that's what they were going to do, like what they were going to lean into. And I was like, oh, cool. They are kind of doing like the Reggie Spike Lee kind of 90s stuff.
Oh, you know they are. And I'm sure that Reggie's going to call a game there. And then him and Spike are going to whatever. But, yeah, I love the Knicks. I like the Knicks team. Couldn't stand the Pacers. Don't ask me why. Maybe it's Indiana. I don't know. Because I didn't like Reggie Miller.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I couldn't stand Reggie Miller.
Yeah.
And I love Charles Oakley and him for whatever reason. But, yeah, I mean, if they can have it, like, because you're going to have to find something to sell it, you know, and obviously it's New York City. Come on. But that rivalry was so good back when, like I said, when we were kids watching them play.
I mean, Reggie hitting those threes and like, hitting
I'm
Spike
there,
with
I'm
the choke.
There, I remember sitting there watching this game
as
it's going down. You're like, there's no way. And then when he hit it, and then he run it, and that was a foul, by the way.
Oh, he pushed the guy down.
Was it Derek Harper, I think it was.
Was it Derek Harper?
Was it Starks?
I don't remember, but he pushed him down.
Yeah, he pushed him down.
Yeah.
Gets the ball, dribbles back out, then does that little arm thing, looking over there at Spike. Yeah. Like, come
just
on.
Like he shoved Mike in the chest, two-hand shoved Mike in the chest before he hit that game winner in the East Finals.
Oh, yeah, that's why
that was a foul,
that's
too.
Why he was jumping around like that. Oh, my God, they didn't call it.
Jumping around
God,
doing 360s.
Yeah, like,
don't
whatever.
Worry.
He pushed the hell out of Mike.
You're going to lose in Game 7.
He pushed the hell out of Mike.
Yeah, two-hand shoved him. Can you imagine if somebody did that now? It wouldn't just be a foul. It'd be a
flagrant.
You'd be kicked out of the game.
It'd be a flagrant one.
Yeah, man. Anyway, I think both those series are going to be really fun. I would be shocked if the West won, barring injuries that you can't foresee, but I'd be shocked if that one doesn't go 7.
Ooh.
Like it did the Timberwolves and the Thunder.
Yeah.
It just feels like such a battle, man. And I don't know. I don't want to overlook what the East teams are doing either because it's impressive to make the East Finals. But it feels like whoever wins the Western Conference Finals wins the championship.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Those are fun teams.
Damn. Ant-Man in New York City? Yes, Lord.
Yeah. We'll come back talk a little bit more about that. Scottie Scheffler won a major again.
Yeah, man. Hey, just this time last year, Andy, he was in the clink.
Think of all he's overcome.
Nobody knows the trouble. Yeah.
To get work release to go back to the scene of the crime and be allowed to try to rehabilitate yourself.
Yeah, man.
And not only that, but win the tournament. It's a real underdog story.
Yeah, man.
Real rags to riches. All right, we'll come back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.